Mountains began to throw their long blue shadows over the valleys. He saw that it would be long before he could reach the village, and he heaved a heavy sigh when he thought of encountering the terrors of Dame Van Winkle. As he was about to descend, he heard a voice from a distance hallooing,
"Rip Van Winkle! Rip Van Winkle!"
He looked around, but could see nothing but a crow winging its solitary flight across the mountains. He thought his fancy must have deceived him and turned again to descend when
Rip Van Winkle! Rip Van Winkle!
Rip now felt a vague apprehension stealing over him. He looked anxiously in the same direction and perceived a strange figure slowly toiling up the rocks and bending under the weight of something he carried on his back. He was surprised to see any human being in this lonely and unfrequented place, but supposing it to be some...